This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics, and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting www.888options.com. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors. This week is the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Covered Calls and Income Strategies podcast number 8, Covered Combinations.
Tonight was all about harvesting premium. So, it's how do I increase the rate of return in my account, my portfolio? But you want to balance that with your risk tolerances and your own goals. You got to decide what rate of return are you looking for, and as you ratchet that rate of return up, realize you're taking more risk when you're doing it. And realize that you need liquidity in the worst times. This year, May and June was a tough time. So if you had liquidity, you did okay. If you didn't have liquidity, you got beaten up. So you want to keep some liquidity for the worst market times. I'd urge you to, again, the 888options.com, bookmark that, all kinds of great learning tools there. We have the seminars. You're going to be able to download this, watch it on your as a podcast, and you could watch at your leisure and understand, go back through it, all the different things that I said, and you can do it slowly. The more you understand about, the more time you spend on options, the more it'll become second nature to you. To me, options trading is about 4 or 5 different things. First thing is understanding the rules, which I think all of you understand. What's the strike price, exercise, premiums, and that kind of thing. The next thing is risk and reward, understanding that risk and reward are inherently linked so that you don't just try to do trades because you're making a little bit of money on every trade, 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 cents, not realizing that one trade could knock you out. So you got to understand that risk and reward are there. Just be aware of that. You want to have a plan that makes sense. So you set up a plan based on your own goals and your own risk tolerances. Start to stretch a little bit so that you understand what are called the Greeks. So you understand what delta is, what gamma is, what theta is, vega. Why? I'm not trying to impress you with these terms. It helps you understand how option pricing will change when the stock changes. So you can go and read. We have a lot of stuff at the website, 888options.com. You can go and understand all that because it's going to help you formulate your plan, and it's also going to help you with your follow-up. That's like my last point is follow-up is important in all option strategies, some more than others. So it's important to understand what I think the options, when I put this trade on, how is it supposed to work? And if it's not working the way I expected, probably time to take it off, something I don't understand. It's always better to mitigate something rather than to learn later when the loss blossoms. The way to survive is to cut your losses. So, you know, your profits will run. I mean, that's what I've found, that's the way it works. But you want to be able to just try to cut your losses, have a follow-up plan that makes sense to you. Because only you can decide what are your goals and your risk tolerances. There are many ways to harvest premium. Covered calls, we talked about that. Leaps, covered writing, selling puts, the advantages and disadvantages of every one of these strategies, covered combinations for the more sophisticated investor, so you really need to think about that one. But again, it's about the advantages and disadvantages of every one. Harvesting premium is usually appropriate for a neutral to bullish or neutral to bearish forecast. Moderately bullish or even moderately bearish, but definitely not bearish. If you're bearish, you need to look somewhere else. Most important, know your risk. You want to know what the position you have, what could possibly happen, what are the advantages, what are the disadvantages, what's my maximum profit, how much can I lose, What happens if the stock stays unchanged? All that stuff. Early assignment is possible. Return calculation should not be the deciding factor. Why not? If you let the return calculations be the deciding factor, what are you going to end up with? A bunch of risky stocks in your portfolio. If that's what your goal is, that's fine. But I've talked to investors that had no idea why they end up with risky stocks. They just said that they look for the highest premiums. They didn't understand that there's a relationship there. So that's what I want you to take away from this, is that there is a relationship. A follow-up plan is essential. Thank you very much on behalf of the Options Industry Council, Steve Meisinger. You can listen to this again over and over so you can learn more and more. Come back tomorrow.
This concludes OIC's Covered Calls and Income Strategies podcast series. We hope you have found these 8 audio and video podcasts informative and understandable. Please remember that the Options Industry Council is here to provide you with fair and balanced information to help you learn and use options. Whenever you have options questions, please give OIC a call at 1-888-OPTIONS or visit OIC at 888options.com.